If I had my time again, I would do it all the same.
You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Hoping everyone out there is enjoying this beautiful afternoon. 648-1051 is the number for the Hardee's Hotline. Hardee's has made-from-scratch biscuits, steakhouse thick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut French fries, desserts, and much, much more. Stop by your local Hardee's restaurant for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And joining us on the Hardee's Hotline now is former Baylor School standout and current Middle Tennessee basketball star Reggie Upshaw. Reggie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. You've had a few days to let it kind of simmer down here, but first let's talk about last Friday. How surreal was that afternoon for you, and what do you think you will remember most about what you guys did to Michigan State?
It was one of the most amazing feelings I've ever had, especially, I know, in my athletic career. But as far as just one thing I'll remember from that game, it'll probably just be just all the reactions that we got from different people around the country and how we just kind of demolished everyone's brackets.
What was it like going through shaking hands with the Spartans, shaking hands with Tom Izzo, knowing that y'all had, like you said, had just wrecked everyone's brackets across the country?
It was neat just to kind of meet a coach like that who has so much respect around not only college basketball but around just sports in general. But I mean, just knowing that we did that and was able to beat a coach like that was probably one of the, like I said, highlights of I know my career and probably my teammates and Coach Davis's career as well.
How hard is it, Reggie, to come off a win like that and to try to turn it around again less than 48 hours later against a quality opponent like Syracuse?
Oh, it was very hard. I mean, going into the game, I felt like we were ready. We knew exactly what we had to do to kind of get into the flow of the game and try to penetrate their zone. I thought early we did do that. We got the ball into the middle of their zone a lot. We just couldn't convert, and we weren't knocking down the shots that we were making against Michigan State.
I know every NCAA tournament team except the winner ends their season with a loss. But how do you look? I mean, do you still just look back at this with this experience in just amazement and all the positives that came with taking down the Spartans?
I say we look at it as like us losing that last game provided us more motivation to get right back to that same spot for the next season. But I mean, after we had lost and we got back into the locker room, Coach Davis just told us that he was very proud of everything that we did, especially since no one really had us even with a chance of beating Michigan State, and then what we did in the conference tournament as well.
You're listening to Reggie Upshaw of Middle Tennessee State, the former Baylor School standout. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Reggie, for fans who may not be used to you or know your background, obviously at Baylor you were a standout in both football and basketball. And your dad played football at MTSU. What led to you ultimately picking hoops over football?
I'd say it was just I felt more comfortable playing basketball. For a lot of people who don't know, I broke my ankle my senior year playing football, and which led to surgery and things like that. So I just felt like I felt more comfortable playing basketball, especially since football was so much more demanding on your body and it required a lot more contact.
When is the last time you played against your dad in a sporting event?
I'd say right when I came back from surgery, just seeing if I could get past him. He's still in good shape, so it was definitely tough to beat him. But I think I beat him by 2 points the last time I played him.
What about younger brother Gage? He came through as a good athlete at Baylor as well. When was the last time y'all went one-on-one, and how does that work?
Oh, we still go one-on-one. I know I'm about to go home for Easter, so he'll probably challenge me to a one-on-one game. I know we'll probably go to the YMCA or something like that. hang out while I'm at home. So I'm sure there'll be a one-on-one game whenever I get back to Chattanooga waiting on me.
You're listening to Reggie Upshaw of Middle Tennessee State here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Who is the Macaulay School of Conference USA for you? Who do you want to beat more than any other school?
UAB.
And is it far and away? Is it as clear-cut as the Baylor-Macaulay rivalry?
It's right there with it. I know everybody expects us to be rivals with WKU. I mean, we are. Anytime that we're playing WKU, it's just like that Baylor-Macaulay game. But I feel like for myself, there's no one I'd rather beat than UAB. I mean, the last couple years, it's come down to us. I know my freshman year, we had to beat them in order to get a share of the Conference USA Championship regular season. And then last year, they beat us in the tournament, and that's how they ended up going to the NCAA tournament and pulling off what they did against Iowa State. And then for this year, we were right there with them. We had a chance to tie up the standings in the regular season. They got us twice in the regular season, so we were really looking forward to playing them in the tournament, but they got upset by WKU, so that's how that all worked out.
You're listening to Reggie Upshaw of MTSU here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Now, Reggie, you guys kind of live the Hoosiers moment. How many times have you seen that movie? And who is your favorite guy not named Jimmy Chitwood in it?
I watched that movie more than I can even tell you. I know coming out of high school, Coach Clark, that was one of the movies he always told us about. But I mean, as far as just who my favorite guy is in the movie, you named him. He's always been my favorite. So I can't really explain to you who else, because I've always kind of felt like Jimmy Chitwood was one of the greatest.
Now, you guys have kind of, you especially, have set a pretty lofty bar going into next year. How in the world do you even dream of topping that going into your senior season in Murfreesboro?
Just making the most of each day in practice. And it really starts in a couple weeks whenever we start back with individual workouts and when the summer sessions start. Just making the most of all that. I saw how Darnell and Perrin and Jaquan wanted to be remembered. So although I have this kind of background that I've already built for myself here for these last 3 years, I know the main thing I want to focus on and trying to get back to is getting back to the NCAA tournament, hopefully making the Sweet 16 appearance, which we fell short of this year.
You're listening to Reggie Upshaw here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Reggie, before we let you go, you averaged a team-high 31.1 minutes a game. You were second on the team, 13.7 points a game. You team-high 8.5 rebounds a game and team-high 76 assists. That's a pretty versatile basketball player there. What is your what is the favorite part of your game? What do you enjoy doing the most?
I just enjoy creating shots for my teammates. Anytime I can get in the paint and draw two or three defenders, I know that I'll be able to kick it out to an open shooter like Giddy. He's one of the greatest three-point shooters in the nation. So whenever you can just kind of create for him or get him open shots, or like I said before, get Jaquan open shots or kick it to Perrin, who's a great slasher, or even Darnell when he spots up, just to be able to create for them or get them open shots whenever they're comfortable. I'd say that's the one thing I get the most joy out of.
And real quick, if I could sneak one last one in, how cool is it playing with a guy named Giddy Potts?
At first, whenever I first met him, I didn't think anything of his name. I knew that as Giddy Potts. But since I've seen everyone else get attracted to his name, it's kind of cool. Whenever we're out on the town or anything, I know – like me and Giddy, we go out and eat a lot, just us two and stuff like that. So whenever we're out, people always come up to us, and they always make comments about his name. So I've never really noticed it until everybody started to fall in love with it.
Reggie, listen, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row, and congratulations on everything that you and your team accomplished. You wrecked everyone's brackets, and, congrats to you, and best of luck for topping it as a senior next year with the Blue Raiders.
All right, thank you.
All right, Reggie Upshaw of MTSU joining us, the former Baylor School standout. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.